Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today's reading is the account of the Transfiguration of Jesus, told in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, through chapter 17, verse 8. There's a song by a contemporary singer who describes the experience of falling in love, saying how at one time, just the mention of her beloved's name could make her feel again like everything is possible and every day is a brand new start. Love is something powerful when it finds a willing heart. She describes love as a fire and says there's a keeper for every flame. In the story of the Transfiguration of Jesus, that fire has been lit for the disciples to see, fire that makes them and us feel that everything is possible and that every day is a chance to begin again, living the life that God wants for us. In his gospel stories, Matthew reminds his readers of how Jesus connects with their Jewish roots. And so the Transfiguration reminds us of the story of Moses, who also went up a mountain and experienced God's presence there. That's where Moses got stone tablets with the Ten Commandments, which we follow and honor to this day. Moses stayed on the mountain for 40 days and nights, and his experience transformed the Jewish people's understanding of what it meant to be children of God. That account of Moses gives a backdrop for today's text. 6 days earlier, Jesus had a conversation with the disciples, trying to find out what people were saying about him. He asked Peter, who answered, "Some say you're John the Baptist, or the prophet Elijah, or Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." Jesus pushes the point and asks, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replies, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." You would think at this point that at least Peter has gotten the message, but it's a struggle for even the disciples to fully understand who Jesus was. So 6 days later, Jesus went up a high mountain with 3 disciples, Peter, James, and John. We're told that the face of Jesus was transfigured, shining like the sun, that his clothes were glowing white. Moses and Elijah were walking with him, and it becomes obvious that the disciples still don't get it. One theologian put it this way. He said, "Confronted with the holy and the mystical, Peter's first thought is, what we need is a building program. But even while he's launching his plans, God interrupts and points to Christ. This is my son. Listen to him." How often do we do that? Faced with the transfigured Christ, how often do we respond with a suggestion of busy work instead of letting ourselves stop, simply experience God? The mountain image is the connection between the human and the divine, and it can take our breath away if we let it. It happened to Peter, James, and John when the voice of God broke through to them, and they fell to the ground in fear. It's only the literal touch of Jesus that they have the courage to stand up and go on. We don't need to be in a hurry to come down from the mountain. There'll be time enough in the valley to be doing God's work. We can take the time to fall in love with God up there on the mountain. We can see how, with that love, everything is possible, and every day is a brand new start. With a touch of Christ's hand on our shoulders, we're invited to lose our fear. We can bask in the glory of God, revel in the wonder of a relationship that lets us be and do anything. When moments of holiness hit, let's take the time to simply stand in reverence before the Spirit. These are the moments that will sustain us when we're struggling in the valley. Jesus ends this story by asking the disciples to not say anything about him until after the resurrection. These disciples with Jesus on the mountain will also see his despair in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's the difference between the ecstasy of being divine and the suffering of being completely human. The Transfiguration is that moment which can only make sense after the resurrection. Jesus is not simply another holy figure like Moses and Elijah. He's God incarnate on his way down the mountain and into his own valley. We're almost to the season of Lent when we're invited to walk with Jesus to the cross. During Lent, there'll be many opportunities for us to contemplate our relationship with God as we follow the sadness of the Passion story. But for now, we're still on the mountaintop. And for now, God is inviting us to fall in love with the divine all around us. Fall in love with God now and know that with God, everything is possible. Thanks be to God, and Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's, Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.